music and movie fans. This is Sachin, your host on Sun on Cinema and Sound, and I'm joined here today by my sister.
Hi, my name's Kylie, and I'm Sutton's sister, and I'm really excited to be here today.
I'm glad because we have something really exciting to talk about today, and that is the first time we're talking about Doctor Who on this show, because we're reviewing a classic from 1964. That is the six-parter, The Dalek Invasion of Earth. This is the second serial from the show to feature the Daleks. And in this serial starts with the main characters of the Doctor, Ian, Susan, and Barbara arriving on the TARDIS in an abandoned London, far in the future in the 22nd century. But then they encounter the Robomen, humans who were brainwashed and are being mind-controlled by the Daleks. Now, what I found really interesting about the serial is that it is six episodes long, and because each episode of Doctor Who is about 25 minutes long, it is 2.5 hours. But the first episode doesn't really have the Daleks. Instead, it begins with the first several minutes are dedicated to the main characters getting acquainted with this new London that they're facing. And then they encounter the Robomen, and it builds the suspense and atmosphere as they try to figure out the mystery of what's going on. And it eventually escalates to the first episode's cliffhanger, where they are surrounded by Robomen, and the Doctor and Ian decide to make a jump into the river to escape them. But then the final shot of the episode is of a Dalek that was submerged in the water, but it slowly creeps out, slowly unveiling itself. The heroes discover that the Daleks are in charge of a very intense mining operation, but an underlying mystery of the serial is to find out what the Daleks are up to. And then they find out, they discuss, oh, maybe there are minerals that are available on the Earth that aren't available elsewhere, but then they find out that they intend to blow up Earth's core and replace it with a device that will allow them to pilot the Earth wherever they want. So that premise of piloting the Earth definitely breaks a number of laws of physics, I'm sure, but it's really great sci-fi for the 1960s, and the Daleks are as menacing as ever. And there are some really great character moments in the serial that I personally think outshine some of the more questionable moments of the plot. So Kylie, what do you think of the Dalek Invasion of Earth? And I know that you haven't really been introduced to Doctor Who before this, so give us how this measure up to your expectations of what Doctor Who would be.
Yeah, so I've never watched Doctor Who before, but I did find out that in the previous episodes, the Daleks actually could only travel on metal, so this one was a lot more menacing because the Daleks could travel anywhere, and this is what really made this serial a lot more complex than the previous serial with the Daleks in it. And I haven't watched a lot of, you know, 60s TV shows, so I didn't really know what to expect, but I was actually really impressed with, you know, the special effects that they had for their time, even though some of it may have not looked as realistic as present day shows. I really think that they did a great job operating the Daleks and moving them around everywhere. And even the lights on the Daleks would light up when they spoke, which I thought was a really good addition to the show.
I agree. I think the lighting effects were of the, like, they had two bulbs on their heads that would light up with, along with their speech. It's impressive technology for 1960s film productions, film and TV productions, and it has practical uses, because when there are a bunch of Daleks in one room, then it's really makes it a lot easier to tell which one is actually speaking, because the Daleks don't have mouths. And this is actually the first time that Doctor Who properly filmed on location. This is the second serial from the second season of Doctor Who. The first season, I believe, consisted of a little over 40 episodes, and within the entire season, the entire season mostly utilized sets within the studio, but there was only one single shot of location filming, and that is of the Doctor walking through a forest. But it's in the shot, the Doctor is facing away from the camera, so you're only looking at his backside, and he's walking away from the camera into some city in the distance. But it doesn't. They actually used the actor's stunt double to film that scene, because they weren't going to drag the main actor out of the studio for a quick shot, and Even the shot only lasts for a few seconds. But yeah, this serial realizes a ton of location filming. So what do you think of how the serial utilized the location filming and how it added to the scope of the story?
So a lot of the scenes were filmed in confined spaces, but some of them were actually filmed outside on the streets of London, which I think really added to the complexity of the show. Like one of the scenes, this man who was confined to a wheelchair named Dortmund was he pushed himself onto the street almost to sacrifice himself to the Daleks in order to save Barbara and Jenny. And another one of the big scenes that was filled out on the streets was when Barbara was driving this huge truck and she drove right through this whole crowd of Daleks. And so it was really cool to see, really far away how they would scope out on the streets of London to just show that they were filming on lots of different scenes and areas.
Yeah, I agree. I think it really helped to add to the scope of the story, because the Daleks were supposedly conquered the entirety of Earth. Those who are above ground are captured and are either enslaved or turned into Robomen by the Daleks, or you're part of the rebellion that's hiding out under in resistance groups underground, and. For a lot of the shots that of these really big cityscapes with like these London landmarks like the Royal Albert Hall and Nelson's Column that have the Daleks, they actually filmed on location at 5:30 in the morning. So that was how they made sure that there wouldn't be any people around because it was supposed to take place in an abandoned London. And I think that what helped to really make this story really interesting was how it takes place. Well, a lot of the previous Doctor Who stories, of course, involve the Doctor preventing some kind of alien plot or the villain from accomplishing his goal. But in this story, the villain, it starts with the villain with its goal already accomplished. The Earth is already conquered. And the Doctor and his companions just need to. They aren't really trying to make things better, they're just trying to stop things from getting worse. And even when the day is won at the end, London is still in complete tatters and debris. And the survivors of the rebellion talk about how like they have the chance to rebuild this new world. And you also mentioned the special effects. So, yeah, what do you think of the special effects in the story?
There were a lot of different special effects in the show, and some of them were pretty realistic just because of the time period that they were made in. Like in the end of one of the episodes, Ian went down this tube to escape the Dalek mining area so that he wouldn't get caught. And it was pretty obvious that it was like a miniature model that they made, and it didn't look very realistic. And another part that was pretty unrealistic was these flying saucers that were shown in different scenes. And I even said that they looked like, paper plates and they just didn't really look like flying saucers. But other scenes looked a lot more realistic. Like at the end of the first episode, there was a Dalek that escaped from the water. And that was an actual Dalek and it looked really realistic. And it kind of caught the audience by surprise because, Ian and the doctor were trying to escape into the water, and suddenly this Dalek appeared, and it really just ended the episode on a cliffhanger. So I think that some aspects were really good in the special effects.
I agree, and I think even the model work of Ian within the shoot, even if it was obviously a model, I think it was still, I could still call it impressive because I could tell a lot of work and detail is put into that model work. But on the other hand, with like the saucers I mentioned, I agree that there must have been some more that they could have done. And yes, I could spot out the strings that they used to keep them hoisted up. And I can't really blame them that on the DVD for this, they actually included the option to replace the shots of the aerial shots of the saucers with updated CGI effects, which I didn't really bother to mention to you before watching because, you know, it's a story from the 60s. We're gonna immerse ourselves fully in the 60s with all the 60s effects. And you do kind of get a sense that at the time the writers were kind of in a battle with with their ambition, with what could practically get done with that, get be accomplished at the time. And this was generally the most ambitious of the stories at this point. I think that with a lot of the location filming, they were able to realize a lot of like the vision that they had. And I think with 60s sci-fi, it's you generally watch it for the effects, like you may watch Star Trek or Star Wars. It's really the ideas that drive the special effects and the character moments, which there are a lot of in the story. So in terms of the character moments, I think what makes what the story is perhaps best mentioned for is that it represents the first time that the main characters departed the show, which is Susan Foreman, the Doctor's granddaughter. Now, outside of the story, the reason why Caroline Ford, who played Susan, wanted to leave the show was she wasn't happy with how the character was being developed. The character is kind of portrayed as a bit of a cryberry in the series, which is a point that I know you picked up on. The original plan was that the character would like be this really cool person who was capable of flying the TARDIS and had these like psychic abilities. But I think the writers thought that the Doctor already had these traits, and they wanted the character of Susan to be more relatable to the characters Ian and Barbara. So she was toned down. And a lot of the earlier stories in the show took advantage of her kind of scaredy cat personality by having given her character arcs where at the beginning of the story she would be really scared of the villains, but then she would eventually become more confident in herself and then find ways to outwit them. But even this, her final story, she does come off as a bit of a scaredy cat, and I feel bad that she didn't really get to play the character she wanted, but it did lead to, I think, what became one of the best, most memorable companion departures of the show, even though it was the first one to happen. So, how do you think that her departure from the show was done?
Well, I feel like even within this episode, we see kind of a character development because at the beginning of the serial, she was very dependent on her grandfather and just everyone else when they got out of the TARDIS in this new London. And even right away, she twisted her ankle and she was just very dependent on everyone else there, even when they found other humans, you know, they were just there to help her. But throughout the show, I feel like she kind of breaks off a little more from her grandfather and spends more time with her boyfriend David. And at the end, you know, it's pretty shocking. Her grandfather gets in the TARDIS and locks her out, and she's shocked and she's really sad. But then her boyfriend realizes that he did this for her because he knew that she needed to move on and be independent. So I think that they actually did do a good job kind of developing her character and making her more independent from her grandfather.
I agree. It definitely had the build-up in terms of her becoming more independent, but also with her relationship with David. David Campbell is one of the members of the rebellion of the Dalek Rebellion, and yeah, I've struts with them formally meeting each other, and you really see their relationship grow over the course of the serial, and her getting excited over the idea of like how he'll help to rebuild this new world of starting with London. And the final in fact the final 10 minutes of the serial is kind of in the aftermath of following the explosion of the Dalek headquarters, or which is the mining facility. And a lot of that is dedicated to Susan and her departure from the show, and I generally think it's the best acted scene of the serial. And one of the best acting moments in the entirety of the show, coming from both Caroline Ford as Susan and William Hartnell as the Doctor. He really has the William Hartnell as the Doctor in this scene really shows like the optimism he has for the future. He conveys these feelings of proudness, and it's a really important moment, not just for Susan, for her really realizing her independence, but also for the Doctor, for his independence. He actually, I know this is the only serial you're familiar with, but in future stories, he actually feels less old in the future serials. I think because he really realizes that he doesn't have to rely on her as much. He doesn't need his granddaughter to support him and ask him if he's out of breath while he's running. So, what do you think of the acting for the story?
I think that the main people who played the Doctor, Ian, Barbara, and Susan, did a really good job. Sometimes I forgot that I was even watching a show because their relationship with each other seemed really realistic and natural. But some of the other acting, like the actors playing the Robomen, were quite interesting to say the least. They had to talk in, very monotonous voices, trying to be robots, and it sounded pretty funny because, it was actual people that just had these metallic helmets on their head and they were trying to be robots, and it very clearly did not sound like robots. And it was very 60s, which it was very fitting for the time period, but it was just pretty funny to watch it.
I agree. They were supposed to sound like monotone humans, but they really came off as sounding like monotone Patrick Starr voices. But again, it's the idea behind what they represent. And if you're used to watching 1960s movies and television, I think they should definitely the Robomen should definitely come off as eerie, which I think is what the writer was mainly going for. I agree that the acting is good in. Of course, the chemistry between the main actors is really good because at this point, this was about a year after the show originally started, so they knew what each other's acting abilities were, and they really knew how to play off each other. And there were parts like that, like the Robomen, which felt kind of hokey. Like, I think another moment was when Susan acted like she had the sprained ankle and she had fake trip that was a little questionable, but. Yeah, 1960 science fiction, I feel like is you have to be really good to act that out because you're working with wobbly sets and these really fantastical storylines that could and it could really come off as something like a fairy tale if you don't play it seriously enough. And these actors really play up the threat. And something else that really adds to the atmosphere is just the darkness that is in the story. This may seem tame, but by today's standards, but the very opening scene is of the is before right before the TARDIS even lands. It's of the Roboman committing suicide by walking in the water, and it just gets darker from there. In fact, this serial actually helped the series to. Reached new peaks in viewership. It crossed the 12 million viewership mark in the UK, which is the first time it achieved those numbers, but it did receive some complaints due to its violence.
One of the scenes that was particularly graphic was when Dortmund pushed his wheelchair right in front of the Daleks, almost to sacrifice himself for Jenny and Barbara. And that was something that was really dark to watch because he literally sacrificed his whole life just so that they could survive. And just some other things that were really dark was seeing all the slaves for the Daleks. They were really malnourished and just underweight, and they were being worked 24/7. So it was just really graphic and violent scenes like that that made this serial specifically violent and hard to watch at times.
Another thing that's really interesting about the Daleks is how they were actually inspired. Their creation was inspired in They're based on the Nazis and both their mannerisms and personalities. I already mentioned how I refer to the writer as in the singular form for this story because it was one person who wrote the story, Kyuri Nation, and he was the same one who actually created the Daleks. And the show Doctor Who is still going on today, and the Daleks still make their great appearances. And I'm happy that he was able to work a lot of what made the Daleks so special into the story. The Daleks' first appearance was actually in just the second serial of the show, and their appearances on the show were very much discouraged by the top men at BBC because they really wanted to avoid what they called bug-eyed monsters in the show. And bug-eyed monsters were like these kind of alien monsters that were featured in a lot of like cheap science fiction and monster movies in the 1950s. But the writers of the show and producers and the producer convinced them that the Daleks there was much more to the Daleks. The show like went put a lot of detail into like what their purpose was and how they functioned and their backstories. And I think one of the things that makes me so special is the Nazi parallelism, of which there is a lot of in this story. And it's not even that subtle either. For one thing, the Daleks are ruthless and they really enslave like any humans that get in their way. And even in the final episode, when they mention that they plan the extinction of the entirety of humanity, they refer to it directly as their final solution. Which is, of course, the term that the Nazis used in reference to the Jewish. I think another parallel to draw was when Barbara and Jenny were traveling in the wood to escape from London, and then they ran into these two elderly women who were who were in this shelter, and the woman welcomed them in, and so that the reason why the Daleks keep them alive is because they make and provide clothes for the Daleks in exchange for their safety. And it's kind of similar to what was going on in parts of Poland during the Holocaust, when, of course, places were in ruin or abandoned, but some of the Jews who managed to evade capture would seek refuge in these seemingly abandoned homes. And unfortunately, the woman actually, because they're really desperate for food, they do inform the Daleks that they are having these two people here from the rebellion, and then the Daleks come to arrest them, and they give them even more food. And they really aren't bad people; they're just people who are in a really tough situation. And they do show signs about feeling bad for the two. Like giving up Barbara and Jenny so that the Daleks can ensure the safety of the two women in the woods. In the years following World War II, a lot of like science fiction writers pondered with the idea of what would happen if Hitler's power extended beyond what he accomplished and even to like the UK and London. And this really shows a kind of dark picture of that possibility, but with the Daleks instead of the Nazis in control. And we previously just discussed how one way in which the story was a game changer was how it featured the first departure of one of the main characters, but in other ways, it actually features the first invasion of Earth by extraterrestrial forces, and also features the first recurring appearance by an alien species, which is of course the Daleks. And Caroline for the PlaySusan is actually still alive and is 83, so hopefully she can make at least one final appearance on the show. After all, some of the Doctor's last words to her were, "One day I will come back." So it's been a really great pleasure watching this really a game-changing and fantastic story with you and Dr. Hill, and I really enjoyed discussing it.
Thank you so much for having me on your show and introducing me to Doctor Who. I really enjoyed the series, and I look forward to watching future serials.
Until next time, this is Such a Non-Cinema and Sound.